This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
She is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you?
Ooh, that was quick.
Oh, switching to Bluetooth potentially. Bluetooth switching.
Sorry about that.
No problem. No problem. Are you in a Tesla Cybertruck right now?
Why, yes, I am. No.
No. Do you agree with us? Dave and I are in agreement. The ugliest vehicle ever produced by the United States of America, the Tesla Cybertruck.
It is so incredibly ugly. Like it's almost like it was purposely made that ugly just to prove a point.
Yes.
That people will buy it just because. Like, I'm going to make this as dumb-looking as possible, and you're still going to buy it.
I see them, Harrigan, frequently. Don't you?
Yes, there's one in my neighborhood.
Why don't you go over and ask that person some questions? What were you thinking when you purchased this?
You want to look like you were driving a giant, oversized, dented dishwasher?
Yes.
Because that's what it is.
It's a dishwasher idea that was rejected, and they put an engine in it, and now it is working. So I thought of you today, downtown a little earlier than normal. So I picked up some breakfast down here at Hen House. Have you had a chance to eat at Hen House?
I don't think so. It doesn't sound familiar to me.
It's fabulous. It's the old Peter's Grill location. Big fan of Hen House. I get the kitchen sink. You know, I just everything's thrown in there. Like it. A bread option. If you can have a bread option, what is the best bread option for Rena Sargentopoulos?
Ooh, good question. I love myself at breakfast time an English muffin.
Guess what I went with today? The English muffin. Dave Harrigan is not happy with either one of us. Go ahead, Dave.
It's bottom of the barrel. There is no worse breakfast bread option than the English muffin.
He hates England, apparently. I mean,
and their muffins.
Nooks, their crannies, like nooks and crannies. Like, how could you go wrong?
Do you know what a muffin is? A muffin is delicious. Calling it an English muffin like you're somehow thinking you're improving on the muffin. England, get out of here with that.
It really doesn't look like a muffin, though.
No.
Can we agree with that?
And you know what? If you've got nooks and crannies, that means you're stealing my bread.
In other words, Davis also gets Swiss cheese. He's like, he wants cheese that's full.
Yeah. Don't give me the holes. I can find air anywhere.
I want a discount on the holes in my Swiss cheese. I mean, I think he's got a valid point there. But no,
he does have a valid point there.
Yeah. Now, we're both big fans of the biscuit, but most places don't offer you a biscuit as a breakfast option. I think I want to put you in charge of that, Rena. Bring biscuits back.
Bring the biscuit back? Okay, two things. One, Chick-fil-A has biscuits for breakfast. You're welcome.
That's true.
Another place we disagree with, London and England, because biscuits to them are cookies.
Yeah. Again, they're wrong on that one, though. I mean, come on.
Right.
It's like places that call all pop Coke. No.
Yeah, no.
First of all, it's pop, not soda.
Atlanta does that.
Yeah,
what kind
Atlanta.
Of Coke do you want?
Atlanta. Overrated. That's my most overrated city. It's either Atlanta or Houston. And I know they're devastated because they both have, like, you know, what, 10 million people there? It's really, It's really caused them to be back on their heels. So I'm at Hen House. I pay with a credit card. I jaywalk across the street. I'm an excellent jaywalker. What kind of jaywalker are you?
I don't know if I've ever categorized myself.
Disappointing. That's really...
Yeah, one way or the other.
Dave, that tells us a lot, that she doesn't label herself as a proficient, mediocre, or below-average jaywalker. You, Dave Harrigan, as a jaywalker, you are?
I think I'm outstanding as a jaywalker.
Thank you.
Rena sounds like someone who's scared to jaywalk.
Tepid.
Yeah.
Timid.
You know, sticks that toe into the street and...
You aren't the type of person that pushes the button at the light, are you? Because the button doesn't control anything.
Okay, you are incorrect, first of all. The button does control.
Oh, it does.
Total placebo.
It makes the light change faster.
Oh, baloney. Okay, if it does, it shouldn't. I'm sorry. If there's a bunch of cars coming and one person, Rita, walks up there, pushes the button, so now all the cars have to stop for one person to cross the road? I mean, that's chaos.
Well, I don't think that that's how that works. But I do think it's like, okay, we're going to change. It's kind of like when you pull up to a light, the weight of your car says, okay, there's someone here waiting. So the light changes at a different cadence. When you press the button to walk across the street, it lets the traffic gods know that there's someone that needs to cross the street. Also, when the light...
Are they really that busy? How do we know how busy they are? You know, maybe they're on time. They don't really need to cross any sooner than just the normal pattern.
The lights also make you safer because it alerts drivers that there is someone actually in the crosswalk.
She's afraid to jaywalk.
Why are you anti-light?
That's what we've... Dave, we've discovered it. She's afraid to jaywalk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll sometime, you know, leave the suburbs, come on down to mean downtown, and Dave will teach you how to jaywalk.
That sounds like a... Fantastic.
should we call you, like, follow up on that, or just wait for you to call us?
No, right now. Let's put it on the calendar. Let's get a date.
Okay, so I pay for my food. I get across the street and I realize I don't have something. I left my wallet there. And just as I'm jaywalking back to get it, they're calling me. So I remembered quickly. Now, I was a dope, again, a dope for leaving it there in the first place, but I thought of you. I thought, this is something that Rena would do. Am I wrong to think you would do something like this, or should I still classify you in the lane of injuring yourself?
Oh, no. I that is absolutely something I would do. I'm the person that will have... Like, at work last week, we had a station-wide Zoom meeting, and I was, of course, the person that had to eventually just hang up because things were going so wrong that I was just like, I need to end this misery now, and I just hit the end button to make it go away.
Were you causing feedback, noise issues when this was going on?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. Dave, you don't want to be that person. I mean, are we talking 100 people, 200 people on this?
I don't know, but... Only some people know. There was some swearing going on in the background.
Oh.
And then I didn't have my glasses, so I couldn't find the mute button. So I started running through the house, and my video's on. And so all anyone could see is my ceiling and hear swearing. And then I went into the bathroom and shut the door, and then the light was off, so I really couldn't see anything. So I hung up. I was like, I'm out. Good luck, everybody, with this
music,
but I'm out.
I'm in for a nominal amount to a charity of your choice if you can get that video to me. I mean, Dave, we need to see that.
That would be very nice to see.
F-words flying, screen upside down, where are my effing glasses? Oh, and then all of a sudden, blank.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Okay. Worst thing Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11 has ever lost? And is your daughter the correct answer?
No, my gosh. I'm not a monster. I probably lost lots of things. I currently cannot find a pair of eyeglasses that I bought. I have no idea where they are. I lost my AirPods once.
That's not bad. Now, are these,
okay.
Are these distance glasses? Are they cheaters? What are they?
They're reading glasses, but yeah. They're prescription, so they're not like $20 from the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I made the mistake. My hearing is going the wrong way quickly. My vision, my distance vision, I'm 20/15. I have no idea why. I once had glasses for about a year. Some weird boomerang effect, it came back better. I'm like Superman, right?
Huh.
But then my eye doctor told me, you know, maybe you want to start wearing cheaters 3-4 years ago. He goes, you might not need them. Once I started wearing them, my eyes just got used to it. I now have like five pairs of those cheaters. So if I lose one, boom, there's another one. I mean, I'm also capable of walking around the house, one on my head and one tucked in the shirt.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean... Harrigan's looking at me like I'm 194 years old right
now. Because you are.
Yeah, I am.
That's fair. Me too.
Dave today is an embarrassment to all parents all across planet Earth.
Excuse me?
He is celebrating his daughter's birthday, but it's not her birthday. It's her half birthday.
Okay, I know about this, and I'm on board with him.
Oh, get out of
here.
Thank you. Get out of here.
Thank you very much.
I mean, how about quarters? How about eighths?
Well, that's lunacy, Chad.
Okay, where do we stop?
You stop at half.
Oh, and who decided that?
Me.
Okay, you and Rita decided. Did you meet?
Yeah, we're on the International Birthday Council. We had a meeting, and we, put that down. It's on a tablet somewhere.
So you're not just on the American Birthday Council. You're on the International Birthday Council.
That's right.
By the way, are you driving in a wind tunnel? I mean, it's very, very windy.
Maybe my car is just not soundproof. Maybe I don't drive a fancy machine like you do.
Yes. Pinto. I've got the old Pinto. So you got to Molly. First of all, she's a delight.
Of course she is.
Your children clearly are from your wife. Nothing to do with you. Every time I see them, they're beautiful and kind and sweet. But you got to toughen up here.
No.
The half birthday. Well, so when will this stop? When she's 40?
God. If she wants to stop it then, great.
No, I'm
on board.
I'm not talking about her. This is a parental decision.
No, it's not a huge thing. She got to pick what she wants for dinner tonight. We're getting some cupcakes. That's it. It's not like we're throwing all the presents at her. But her older sister is born 3 days after Christmas, which is a garbage time to have a birthday.
It's a tough
especially
one.
When you get older and you want to have friends over and no one's available because it's all the Christmas. So we started saying, you know what, for you, we'll have a half birthday celebration. You can invite the kids over in the summer. We'll do a little something. And so now, you do it with the 7-year-old. You got to do it with the younger, too. So we're, she wants mac and cheese and cupcakes. Let's do it.
I want mac and cheese.
But apparently
and cupcakes
you hate
too.
Kids.
Yeah, that's it. Who doesn't want mac and cheese? If you're in gets mac and cheese and cupcakes, you need to leave. When will you end the charade at your house for half birthdays?
Me?
Yes.
I don't celebrate it, but I understand why Dave does because of his daughter's birthday being in December and then not being able to, or in January or whatever the day is, 3 days after Christmas. So it's end of December. But because my daughter's birthday
calendarologist
is like Thanksgiving.
Here.
Well, yeah, right. Well, but math's not my forte, friend. My daughter's birthday is around Thanksgiving. In fact, next year it will actually fall on Thanksgiving. She's ridiculously excited about that for some reason.
I would be too.
It's like a turkey, but it's hard to have friends. Like, you can't do anything outside. So we don't celebrate her half birthday. But when Dave told me why he does it for his daughter, I was like, that's actually genius. And you do have to do it for the little one.
You sent me a text. You sent me a text right afterward and said, "God, he's soft." I mean, that kid gets to do whatever he wants. I probably should have kept that part quiet, but I didn't.
Yeah.
We're gonna get you a sound booth next time.
Although, I won't be in the car next time. Yeah. How's that?
Do you like this? Now, Dave, maybe we like the sound a little bit.
The natural sound.
The gnat sound. We like the gnat sound. All right. Enjoy your day. And we'll give you some dates on how teaching you how to jaywalk, and we'll await your response.
Okay, keep waiting.
See ya. Rena with us. Check it on at Care 11. Pretty much constant. 4, 5, 6, 10. She's always up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.